This week on The Marquee, we've got dangerous dads and a clever kid who really loves his dog. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want our links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Taken 2 is set a year after the events of the first film in which Liam Neeson rescued his daughter from the European sex trade. Now, he and his family are vacationing in Europe when, surprisingly enough, someone else is taken. Obviously, this inspired plot was cut from the same creative cloth as the cinematic classic Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Well, this one may look like a kid's movie, but Tim Burton's Frankenweenie might even give grown-ups nightmares. This feature-length stop-motion remake of Burton's 1984 short tells the story of a grieving little boy who harnesses the power of lightning to bring his beloved dog back to life after he's hit by a car. The playful references to classic horror are fun for adults, but the story is an absolute mess, and kids won't sleep for days after witnessing some of its horrors.
Opening at the gateway, I don't know if calling about Cherry the female version of Boogie Nights is fair, but it's about a young up-and-coming adult film star, played by Chronicle's Ashley Henshaw, and co-stars Heather Roller Girl Graham. One thing I can guarantee it doesn't have going for it is Mark Wahlberg and John C. Reilly singing The Touch.
The documentary Beauty is Embarrassing examines the life and work of Wayne White, an iconic artist and cartoonist who got his big break when working on TV's Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Spreading its way to the gateway is the political satire Butter, starring Jennifer Garner, Olivia Wilde, and Hugh Jackman. Never before has the art of butter sculptures been so majestically captured on film. There's no word yet whether the sequel will be called Margarine.
Or, for action and comedy on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to check out Christopher Nolan's Batman finale, The Dark Knight Rises, or Wes Anderson's delightfully quirky comedy, Moonrise Kingdom. But for my pick this week, I'll choose the horror homage of Frankenweenie. Just leave the kids at home.
Despite my jab at the implausibility of Taken 2's plot, it's still a lot of fun to watch. Neeson continues to show why he's the elder statesman of action movies.
Or if your weekend plans don't include a trip to your favorite theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Dark Shadows. In Tim Burton's big-screen adaptation of the classic TV series, Johnny Depp stars as Barnabas Collins, a long-imprisoned vampire who finds himself in 1972, where the remaining members of his family are in desperate need of his help. It's definitely imaginative and bizarre, but it's far from the duo's best.
In People Like Us, Sam, played by Chris Pine, discovers that he has a long-lost sister named Frankie, played by Elizabeth Banks. After a lifetime apart, Sam and Frankie must come to terms with how their meeting affects their families.
In Sound of My Voice, indie darling Britt Marling stars as an ailing young woman who claims to be a time traveler from 2054. When two aspiring filmmakers set out to prove that she's a fraud, they find themselves drawn to the mesmerizing woman and her followers.
The indie horror film Red Lights is being released on disc just in time to try and find a larger audience for Halloween. The film stars Sigourney Weaver and Cillian Murphy as paranormal researchers whom are investigating a famous and possibly dangerous psychic played by Robert De Niro. It features an intriguing cast, which makes you wonder why it didn't get a wider theatrical release.
And finally this week, don't miss the latest classics to find their way to Blu-ray. If you're already gearing up for Halloween, don't miss Universal's Classic Monsters Collection. And princesses of all ages will want to pick up copies of The Princess Bride's 25th Anniversary Edition and Disney's Cinderella, which gets my pick of the week. Cinderella is my favorite classic Disney princess, and this Diamond Edition release is a must-have for Disney fans.
I'm going to recommend another Blu-ray classic, Masters of the Universe, starring Dolph Lundgren as He-Man, Frank Langella as Skeletor, and Courtney Cox as a chicken and ribs restaurant cashier. It's bad. Really bad. But in a so-bad-it's-good sort of way, it's epic.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. We'll be off the air next week during WCBE's Fall Fun Drive, but be sure to listen in next time for more heroes and horrors. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next time,
you're going to need a bigger boat.